Welcome to Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Holtz. Join us weekly as we learn to dance with change and transformation. And now, here with today's program is David Holtz.
Hello. Welcome to Science, Sound, and Spirituality. I am David Holtz, and I hope that you will be joining us this hour for a very important information that could change our lives. I want to welcome all of you that are listening to us. We are live today from Charlotte, North Carolina, so welcome to you that are listening live to us. I hear we have some folks in the wonderful state of Ohio joining us today, so go Buckeye. For you that are listening to us at another time, whether it's morning, evening, or whenever, we welcome you to our podcast. Today, we're going to talk about what it means to bring spirituality into the 21st century. We have seen an advance and an evolving of so much in the last not only 100 years, but the last 50 years, the last 10 years, it has just excelled in the sense of technology and of knowledge and information. In fact, many believe we're living in the age of information. And information is a wonderful thing to have, but information is a lot of knowledge. I read somewhere that someone said that knowledge can make one very weary. And that's true. If all we do is just download knowledge and more knowledge and more knowledge, and we go from one book to another book, I know I find myself doing that because I'm attracted to knowledge. I've always wanted to learn something. But if once in a while we don't just kind of stop and say, now, I need the wisdom of how to use this knowledge to apply it to my life. So there's kind of a difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge to me is a more masculine, where a wisdom is more feminine. We might say right and left brain, yin and yang, however you choose to see these wonderful polarities that work together to create the experiences for all of us in this dimension that we call third dimension living. But I do believe in the spiritual arena that we are somewhat behind technology and other ways in which people have evolved themselves. That somehow spirituality, and especially within the religious model, has kind of gotten stuck. And we tend to always look back in the past to what I've called worship in retrospect. It's what somebody did 2,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago, 2,500 years ago. It seems most of our spirituality in the form of a religious model is based upon someone else who had an experience, who has a lot of believers who have chosen to believe in that experience, and many times without the experience of the one they believe in. And life is not just built upon data and knowledge and information. Wonder if I just at random just started putting data into a computer. Well, it wouldn't do me much good unless I made it into some kind of a structure, a construct, some kind of a belief system, a program, we'd call it. And this is what we've got to do now with all this knowledge that is coming our way. What are we going to do with it in the sense of bringing it into a new construct of a way of seeing ourselves, seeing each other, and seeing the world that we live in? So I want to talk about spirituality in the sense of what is happening with science. After all, we are science, sound, and spirituality. And I am excited that I'm here to live in a time that we're seeing this old way of dividing and separating science from spirituality beginning to fade as we begin to see the reemerging, the marriage of spirituality and science. I believe it's Einstein that said something like this, that religion without spirituality is deaf, and spirituality without religion is blind. So it's really true that it's time that we learn that much of the present truth that is coming to us in this very challenging and interesting times and very complex times is going to come through a new model of spirituality and science. And in my case, sound. Sound's going to play an important part of all of this. So let's talk a little bit about it's never too late to become who you were meant to be. Everyone who's going to be listening to my voice, no matter when or where, are all going to know that deep inside of themselves, there are dreams that you have about your life. There's desires. You look at other people and you wish, oh, I wish I could sing like that. Or I wish I could play an instrument like that. Or I wish I could get up and talk like that speaker or teacher. Well, I wonder if I told you we haven't even begun to tap in to our own inner potential and probabilities. And this is what science is bringing us in the form of new physics called quantum theory. So today we're going to look at this. We're going to try to break it down in a way that we all can understand what it means to be in the quantum age. And by the way, I want to welcome you. Welcome to the quantum age of information. And we, as human beings, have the responsibility as to how we're going to choose to use this information to be a part of co-creating our destiny. When you look at some of the statistics, and I'll just give you a couple that I know about that I use in my lectures and talks, and that's that we basically use as little as 3-5% of our genetic DNA material. Most of our DNA material has never been tapped into. Now, the old paradigm of old Newtonian science said it was there because in evolving, we didn't need it, so it's been called junk DNA. Wasn't needed. Well, that's all shifted in this time of so many shifts that we are making from old paradigms to old systems to new systems. And now those who are exploring this whole DNA question are finding out that maybe the answer to our diseases and answers to longevity and all the answers that we're all looking for is in that junk DNA. So we might say there are treasures in the trash. That was an article in Life magazine many years ago. I'll never forget it, that there is these wonderful treasures in what was ready to throw out. Have you ever had that happen to you, that you threw something out and didn't know it, and when you went back through it, you went, oh, why did I put that there? I could really use that, and you took it back? Well, that's exactly what's happening today, and it's kind of exciting. So we use very little of our DNA. Most of the 3 billion letters of your DNA have not even been tapped into. We know we don't use all of our mind capacity, our ability to become more conscious. Now, conscious means being aware of something that already is. Consciousness is not just learning something because I didn't know it, now I do. Consciousness is awakening to that part of ourself that was just laying there, latent and ready to be activated. Then we become conscious. If I walk into a certain room, I'm conscious of being in that room. If I eat a certain food, I'm conscious of eating that food. I'm aware of what I'm doing. So just think about all that we are not even conscious of. I know that there's a lot of schools of thought out there that believe this is the ultimate. We're the top of the heap. We have evolved ourselves to our capacity. We are on planet Earth. That was a real shock, wasn't it, when they found out a few hundred years ago we are not in the center of the universe. But actually, we're just one of those planets in the boondocks of a galaxy revolving around the sun. Now, that doesn't make us any less important as a free will planet, Earth, Gaia. This is a wonderful place to be. It is God School 101. It is the place that we learn and grow and mature. And I certainly would have liked to seen more of our spiritual systems in the form of religious system been more toward the growth and the development of the human soul rather than the black and white ideas of this and that, hell and heaven, Satan and God, right and wrong. We went into a different path that has not really served us, as you see what's happening in the world in the name of religion today. So we who still love spirituality and we that still want to believe in the higher power than us, we've had to find it somewhere else. And for me in the late 80s, it was by reading a book called Quantum Healing by Deepak Chopra. I'd never heard of Deepak Chopra in my life, but those two words together, quantum healing, just fascinated me. And that's where I got interested in understanding a little bit about quantum. Now, I have no background or education or credentials whatsoever as a geneticist, as a scientist. But you know, you don't have to anymore because information is so available to us as we move out of this age of reductionism. And that we're finding that we have access to all this knowledge and information, that all of us can be everything, anything that we choose to be. The boundaries, the lines that have been drawn through 12,000 years of reductionism are fading and paling away as we begin to blend together into this global mind, this global ability to retrieve the information that many of us have known at one time but forgot. But now we're beginning to remember that. So let's look at this idea that it's never too late to become who you want to be. Now, maybe you grew up wanting to be a world-class, let's say, a chef, an inventor. How about writing? And you know, maybe you still do. You try to tell yourself, oh, that was just when I was young and had a lot of crazy ideas in my mind. And somebody said, well, you'll never be good at that. That's not your thing. But I'm here to tell you that maybe what you dreamt is still there somewhere, still deep with the inherent part of the mind, waiting to be awakened. Maybe you dreamt of somehow changing the world or starting your own business. Maybe you wanted to be prosperous and wealthy and successful. You wanted to know how to have abundance so that you can be a blessing and a help to our planet and not be caught within the boundaries of lack. Then, although we have those dreams at a young age, something happens. It's called life. And as you grow older, you start to conform to new norms that society puts on us. In other words, we become a self based upon an outer source. Culture begins to tell us who we are. Society tells us who we are. Religion tells us who we are. Politics tells us who we are. Education tells us who we are. Our tribal models tell us who we are. And we build this self that I like to call the pseudo-self. Kind of Freud's idea of the super ego, the id, so on and so forth. But that doesn't make those dreams go away because we suppress them. And if they're still there, I hope today that they're awakened in you and that you begin to rise with a new hope and a new zest for being able to be all that you have desired to ever be. So I ask you today to open your mind, at least for the remaining part of this podcast, and just imagine. Imagination is one of the greatest tools of spirituality that we inherently have within our mind. I'd like to read a quote from David Bohm, and you that do not know who that was the protege of Albert Einstein. And he says, and I quote, in other words, in the implicate order, as in the brain itself, imagination and reality are ultimately indistinguishable, and should therefore come as no surprise to us that images in the mind can ultimately manifest as realities in the physical. That's amazing. That's saying that if we, through intent and belief, imagine something, the brain takes it as being real at that moment. It is created in the mind at that moment. So imagination is not some childish idea of fantasizing. It's not delusion, but it is the ability to be creative and to use thoughts that are yet to be awakened and used within in each and every one of us. So we're going to look at something that was a great influence on me a few years ago. I happened to come along some information about a gentleman by the name of Burt Goldman. Now, some of you may have heard of Burt Goldman. He is the one who has given us something called quantum jumping. And he was just one of those people at the age of 80 years old. So if you're listening to me and you've already got this whole idea that life's passed you by, well, guess what? It has not. And I'm going to tell you about Burt and what he did beginning at 80 years old that you too can do. So stay with me. We're going to go to our sponsor for just a few moments, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Soma Energetics is a series.
We'll return to today's edition of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with David Holtz after this word from our sponsor, Soma Energetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Holtz at the turn of the century. Utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.SomaEnergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
And now we return to today's topic on science, sound, and spirituality. Here's Master Teacher David Holtz.
Now I want to welcome you back to Science, Sound, and Spirituality. This is David Holtz. And today we've been talking, if you just joined us, we're talking about becoming all that we've ever desired or dreamed to be. And that all of that potential is laying within us. So when I left us before the commercial, I wanted to tell you about my influence with finding out about a gentleman named Burt Goldman. Burt Goldman was 80 years old when he began to really put all this together. But up until then, he had studied many, many, many things, from yoga to many, many different spiritual things before he began to really put this kind of all together. But then he came on some very interesting information that I think you should know about, and maybe a lot of you do, but you need to know about this whole new idea that is growing, constantly growing, in the sense of parallel universes or parallel dimensions. And we're going to be talking about that in just a little bit. So, Burt had a desire all of his life to be an artist. He decided he wanted to be a writer. Now, he was not that great at any of those things, but he decided that if it is true that we are living on multiple levels and dimensions of existence, that there must be a self, a twin self, that is very successful as a writer or an artist or some of the other things that he was desiring. So he began to use the techniques that he had learned to meditate, and other techniques were all brought together, and he began to just use his imagination and imagine himself finding a twin self, a self that had solved that issue of not being able to write or not being able to draw or whatever the desire was, and go to that part of himself and ask, how do I do this? Can you mentor me? And this was called his twin self. Now, this is not really a new age concept. It's rather ancient. Actually, it goes all the way back to Egypt itself when they held a belief that we had a twin self. But we actually get a word for this from the German of the Doppelgänger. A Doppelgänger just means someone who is a twin to you. I don't know about you, but I've been told people who look just like me is a twin to me. Who knows? Maybe they were seeing my Doppelgänger. Now, before you think that's too far-fetched out and weird, we all have to realize that there's many dimensions of ourselves all existing at the same time. There's a part of self that can be angry. There's a part of self that can be happy. There's a part of self that can be sad. There's a part of self that can be wonderful. And there's a part of ourself that's not so wonderful to be around and whatever. So everything kind of seems to work in that way. Now stop and think about where you may be listening to me right now, whether it's in your home or your car or wherever, but let's say you're sitting in your home and you have a television set, or you're using your computer listening to me because you put in probably bbsradio.com. And because you put that frequency in, we ended up on this station, this frequency together, in which you can hear me and I can talk to you. That doesn't mean that all the other probabilities and possibilities do not exist that was able for you to get on a different frequency, on a different podcast, a different website was existing all at once, but this is the one that you're on now. That's an amazing thought, isn't it, to think that when you're on one frequency of life, maybe it's a frequency in which you're dealing with some kind of terrible diagnosis, physically, mentally, emotionally. Maybe you're going through a breakup. Maybe you've lost a job. Maybe you're having a challenge financially. Whatever it is, isn't it amazing for us to broaden our thinking that maybe that's only one channel that I am on because of the frequency of my life to believe that is all there is? Well, and of course, some of the old ways of dealing with this is to develop modalities that says, well, you can stay on that channel, but we're going to fix it. The real truth was, there's options. There's new choices to be made. There's different ways in which we can change the channel of our life and find ourselves without that situation. And you want to know that part of yourself that's not in that situation, because if they're not in that situation, they've learned something. Maybe they've been there and done that. Who knows? But they have great information for you. Professors of quantum physics believe that particles really do exist in more than one place at a time. This is called the Bose-Einstein condensation. Or it's also called quantum entanglement, which has been proved that you can take an atom or a molecule that are alike and put them in two different spaces, and both will react the same. And that tells us that beyond space and time as we know it, that is linear, where here is here and there is there, that in a more transcendent dimension of four or five dimension, let's say fifth dimension, that all of that dissolves and everything comes in to be connected to everything else. Kind of like a unified field idea. The idea that everything is everything in a field of potential and possibility. Now that means that everything is available to everyone. So there's no such thing as this idea that someone is more special than somebody else. Yes. Now, somebody may have taken a talent and developed it. And yes, there are people that are born with predispositions towards certain things who have followed it. But really, it means that any of us can actually cultivate anything we desire. And we have to do that by finding that part of ourselves that is able to teach us and to tell us and give us the solutions and the directions and how that can actually take place. So this is growing, this whole idea of parallel universes, into something today that is commonly known as a multiverse. Now, this has a lot of science behind it and some pretty important people who are really telling us all about this. Of course, there's Max Tegmark. Max Tegmark is the in the Department of Physics at MIT, at least at the time of this writing, in which he says infinite space, even the most unlikely events, must take place somewhere. People with the same appearance, name, and memories as you, who play out every possible possibility that is available to your life through your choices. Again, remember there are hundreds of different radio waves being broadcast all around you from distant stations at any given instant. Office, your car, your living room are full of these radio waves. I can't stress that enough. This is where frequency and sound becomes so important to help us to be tuned to a different station. If you don't like the station you're on, I have a lot of stations on my television at home, and I flip around and I watch something for a while and I go, this is not connecting to me. This is not what I want. So I go to another station until I find something that matches, something that's going to entertain me or whatever it is I'm looking for. Nothing is set in stone. No way. So by doing this and doing what Bert Goldman did, who has shown us that it can be done because he's become now a famous world artist. He's become a world bestseller writer. He's become everything he desired to be by using what he termed as being able to leap into that dimension or frequency. And that's what caught my attention, is it wasn't just Bert giving us an idea or philosophy, but a lot of testimonies of things that had happened. So what's some of the things that could help you with in doing what I'm talking about? It can help you with relationships, to find the partner of your dreams. Even if all this time you haven't seen or met the right one, and you stopped believing that it was going to happen. A way of improving relationships that you already have with significant others, with family, with friends. No matter how challenging they are, even if you haven't spoken to them in years, it can all be changed. It can be used to bring in abundance and success, to give you the confidence for the job that you've always wanted. Even if you missed opportunities in the past and stopped believing in yourself, find out the quickest, easiest way to attract wealth. Even if you've been a money person, you still can start your own business, for instance, a way of using that wealth that is for the higher good. One of the big ones and the main ones is health. Who doesn't want health and well-being? A way to alleviate some of our health problems by jumping into a healthy version of you and absorbing that energy and bringing back here and now. So if you have a physical situation, you might want to get greater knowledge about that. Over a year ago, I was diagnosed with lung cancer. That was a surprise to me. I've never smoked in my life. But they found it kind of in an interesting way. Actually, looking for something else, they was able to pick it up. And because of just what little I knew, I felt I needed to be guided. There was an answer to this because the statistics weren't very good about lung cancer at all. It's one of the highest on the list of deadly cancers. But I allowed myself to go beyond my fear and to realize that there is a path that I can be guided by. I wish I understood what I'm telling you today, but I didn't consciously, but I did unconsciously. And I was led from one doctor who wanted to slice me open to a doctor who actually had a new procedure that he invented that was so less invasive that it was amazing. And I was able to do that. And today I'm cancer-free. But I've always had a me that was cancer-free. Now, I'm not in any way telling people we should not. I went to the doctor. I did all the things. I had the surgery. I did everything. I didn't deny that. But I was guided by a higher aspect of myself, a self on another dimension that had wisdom to tell me exactly where to be at the right time to be with who I needed to be at that time. And today, that is working very well for me. We need to learn that being here on this planet is about growth and developing our intuition. We need to understand that if there is multiple probabilities for the future, then actually there still remains probabilities from the past. Now, most of us think of time as running back in past, which is not existent. Past does not exist other than a memory in your mind. The future doesn't exist. We know that because it hasn't happened yet. So time, as we know it, does not exist. Time is just our experience. It's the way we experience. So for all this time, we have accepted a time-space idea in which time ran back, which is past. Time runs future, which is ahead of us. But now, science has found a third time, and that is vertical time. And in vertical time, everything is existing at the same time. So everything you're looking for right now, listening to me, already exists. And we're going to talk about that when we come back after this very short commercial. Stay with us.
We'll be back with more of today's program on science, sound, and spirituality after this word from Soma Energetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Hulse at the turn of the century, utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.somaenergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
Now back to today's program on science, sound, and spirituality with David Hulse.
And welcome back to Science, Sound, and Spirituality. I am David Hulse, and we are so glad to be with you. If you're live with us today, we want to welcome you. If you will be listening to us later, we want to welcome you to our podcast. We're talking on a very important subject today about the contribution of quantum science to give us this new idea of parallel dimensions existing at the same time. There are so many that are moving into this kind of thinking in the last 20, 25 years, actually. So we're a little behind, actually, to this information, but it just seemed to weigh out. But doesn't most things when they're new. When you think of the things that have stabilized and normalized themselves today, at one time they were seen as fiction and impossible. I grew up in the 50s in which going to the moon and leaving this planet in a little rocket ship was absolutely something that would not be possible at all. So when you've lived, as long as some of us have lived, we've seen a lot of things that were myth and fiction become nonfiction. So this is one of those things that is happening at this particular time. And we certainly have people behind it, such as Stephen Hawking, who's one of the most renowned physicists in modern time. And he states, and I quote, "Quantum science does not predict a single different outcome for an observation." In other words, when you look at something in your life in the future, realize there's many possibilities to choose from. So that brings us to a very important place of how we can do this. I'm going to use the work of Princeton University's pioneer physicist, Hugh Everett III, who in 1957 proposed a scientific theory that describes the power of choice. The power of choice. He suggested each time we change an existing course of events, we create what can be thought of as a fork in the road of life to accommodate the change. It's this fork of events that becomes the new reality reflecting our choice. In other words, a new world where possibilities unfold. If you stop and think about your life, you realize that where you are today is because of choices that you made. And that choice set off a certain amount of events that took place that took you in a certain direction. That was one probability based on that choice. And some of us, myself included, have made a choice, went into a certain direction, and didn't care for the probability that the choice made, so we made a different choice. I've done that many times in my life. Many times. I have moved. I have started over. I have reinvented myself because I didn't care for the particular probability, or the probability maybe was good for a time, but it didn't serve me any longer because I had outgrown it. But I didn't let myself get stuck. And that's the thing. You don't want to feel stuck. If you're listening to me today and you feel stuck on a job that you do not like, or stuck in a relationship, or stuck in just life in general, and you're frustrated, understand that frustrated is the way the universe says that there is more for you than what you're experiencing now. So in that way, frustration becomes a very positive thing in your life because it's always telling you that there's more possibilities that are trying to emerge, and maybe it's time for that to happen or you wouldn't be feeling frustrated about something in your life whatsoever. So Hugh Everett III discovered what is called places in consciousness called choice points. Let me give you a very, very simple illustration we can all understand. And you're out on a multi-lane interstate. Maybe there's six lanes. And you're in a particular lane driving along, and you look up ahead of yourself, and there's a car stalled. Now, you wouldn't really go through a whole mental system of trying to decide, should I get out of this lane? Maybe I need to get in the other lane. You would immediately make a place in your consciousness that would just move you out of that lane into a different lane. Now, if you did choose to stay in that lane, the outcome is not going to be very good if there's a car stalled in front of you. It could mean everything from being injured and hurt to death. But if you change to a different lane, you have a different outcome. Take this into your life. If you've been put on a lane in life that looks like if you stay on it, it's going to be a disaster. If a diagnosis is not good, then realize that you have within you the inherent ability to make a different choice. and have a different outcome. The bottom line is nature makes room for new outcomes from existing circumstances. And we, you that are listening, you have the power to trigger the possibility. We have given our power away way too much. We've given it to all the systems out there because we think they're smarter than us. We think because of their title, they know more than we do. And we've lost and are not in touch with our inherent intelligence called the soul. The soul is your inner intelligence that knows all things that you need to know to live an optimum, prosperous, and well life. Ever call the moment when such a shift appears, again, a choice point? So think of a choice point as a bridge that connects us to the present with new outcomes and probabilities that become our future. The real truth about all of this, before you say, oh, this is a bunch of New Age stuff, actually, our ancestors understood choice points. They knew, for example, that the twilight at the end of the day is when our prayers are most potent. It is at this time that they call the crack between the worlds, when it's not quite daylight and not quite nighttime, that we have the opportunity to set a new pattern into motion for the days that follow. In a similar way, our most ancient and cherished tradition remind us that we are living in the rarest twilights on global level right now. We live in the crack between what Native American prophecies tell us is the end of the fifth world and the beginning of the sixth. It's just as dawn and dusk become the choice point that divides the night and day, our twilights began, and this is according to you that know Greg Braden's work, who said that those years beginning 1980 to 2016, wow, when I first heard this, this is 20-some years ago, and 2016 seemed like a long way off, and here we are in the last part of 2015. But he says during 1980 and 2016 is the choice point that divides our worlds and our world ages. He talks about how this is a 36-year-long choice point, an opportunity to reset the patterns of war, suffering, destruction from the past before the next cycles begin. Isn't that exciting? I'm just getting all kinds of information coming through, and you probably are too, about things that are getting ready to happen on our planet. One of them is this month on the 28th of September. Look it up. Some great energy is penetrating into the surface of our Earth and our planet. So you that continuously are watching the news media and CNN and seeing all these horrible things that are going on, it looks like it gets worse day after day after day. Is this the darkest before the dawning? So I ask you to join we who are the light workers who are stepping up at this time to work with this wonderful new light, this photon information from fifth dimension that is penetrating into our third dimensional time space so that we can raise the vibratory frequency of the human heart and the human mind, that we can move from an outcome towards self-destruction, towards self-evolving. This is one of the most important times that you could be alive on this planet. The elders of the past and the scientists of today both tell us that our future looks dim unless we embrace our time of change and rethink the thinking. Rethink the thinking about life and what it is that we are going to create. We must realize that we are no longer just observing life going by, but part of our new evolving state is to enter into a co-creative position in which we are working with the creative energy to create. I mentioned quantum entanglement, which means entangled particles remain connected so that actions perform on one and affect the other regardless of how far apart they were. This phenomenon was absolutely given and riled by Albert Einstein, who called it, and I quote, spooky action at a distance. Spooky action at a distance. It was in 1997 that we see this actually happening for the first time at the University of Geneva. I could go on and on and on and on and give you science and give you all that you want. And I hope today that you have enjoyed this podcast, and this is something to contemplate and think about. And we'd like to hear from you. Please email us at somaenergetics.com. Somaenergetics.com. And be sure and check us out on your website on www.somaenergetics.com and look at all the wonderful things that we are doing and offering people to do to help us to raise the vibratory frequency. So next week at this same time, we will see you. Thank you for joining us on Science, Sound, and Spirituality. This is David Holtz. May you have a great morning, a great afternoon, a great evening.
This has been a presentation of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Holtz. For more information, visit us at www.lightwithin.com. We invite you to join us every week here on BBS Radio for this insightful program. Until then, this is your announcer, Deborah Fitch, reminding you that your life is a gift, but your journey is a choice. Thank you for choosing to spend a part of your journey with us.